There's a lot of data out there. It's just all in different systems. Being able to connect that, I think, from an industry standpoint, would just be a total game changer, and it would help everybody, not just people in care.
That was the voice of Michael Dand, the director of network management at MyNexus, describing how his company works to make interoperability a reality in the healthcare industry. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. In this episode, Michael offers insights into the importance of integrating data across the healthcare industry. And he shares how Salesforce allowed his company to do this in an innovative way.
Everybody talks about interoperability and wants to solve that problem, and it's a huge problem. But it's not just a talking point. It's so pivotal to making sure that you are achieving outcomes, because it's really all about making sure that that patient is becoming independent and being able to go back on their own and getting that outcome that they need, and they're not ending up back in the hospital.
I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO Tammy Hawes, each episode we'll be seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success, the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, visit versus12.com/podcast. Now let's jump in.
Hello, my name is Michael Dant. I'm the Director of Network Management at MyNexus.
Michael, I'm so happy you're joining us today in the studio.
And Michael, I am extremely happy to have you here because I'm so intrigued by the business model of MyNexus. And I see it being a big trend, and I'm excited to hear you tell us about how the company's grown and your role there and how you're using technology to truly transform and really go to market. It's a new market.
Yes. So how about before we jump in to how you transform this, how, you know, this whole concept of the podcast, How I Transform This, we'd love to rewind it back to your past and really just your story on what led you to where you're at today. What's your why?
Yeah. So I grew up in and around kind of post-acute and home care providers. My dad owned a home care agency. It was one of the 10 biggest home care agencies in the country for about 10 to 15 years. And so I've always been in and around healthcare. My background is in managed care consulting. So what that means is I did a lot of network development activities. So working on behalf of acute care facilities like hospitals or subacute, post-acute, physician groups, to help build their networks or negotiate contract agreements. And then a lot of contract management system implementations. And so that was kind of our bread and butter where I worked at. We did a lot of work with Experian and MedAssets to implement that technology on behalf of our clients. And so I worked there for several years and kind of decided I had an opportunity at MyNexus to take the skills I'd gained in managed care and bring it back to the post-acute world. There's a trend right now in the industry where care is now moving out of acute care facilities like hospitals. You're starting to see a lot of care being done back in the home, which is interesting because probably 50 years ago and before, right, everything was done in the home. There was not really a facility that somebody went to, and this idea of a hospital came around and everybody goes to the hospital. And now you're starting to see people go back into the home. And so it's kind of a good time for me because the home has been, I don't want to say ignored from a healthcare standpoint, but there has not been as much invested in home care and post-acute care. And so it's a good time for me to kind of take what I learned in the other side of the world and bring it back into the home. And so here is MyNexus.
So with MyNexus, you guys have a unique business model. And I think that we've talked to different types of people on this podcast. And, you know, if you're in the clinical space, there's a void of what really happens in the back office sometimes. And what you're doing and your team at MyNexus is all of this administrative work that has to happen legally, contractually, to make sure that the money flows and providers get paid for the care that they provide. But it's a new way for them to get paid. So tell us a little bit about MyNexus and, you know, their focus and how they got started and how I think MyNexus and companies like MyNexus are transforming healthcare.
Yeah, so we are a benefit management company. That's what we call ourselves. We work on behalf of payers, and we work with providers to more effectively manage and deliver home and community-based care. We like to say we optimize health resources. That's kind of our tagline. And what does that really mean? So we essentially are aligning technology with clinical expertise. Everybody that works for us has home care or post-acute background, and then a network of high-performing providers to most appropriately provide the best care that is possible within that patient's home or community or wherever they are. And so, like Tammy said, we're kind of in between the payer and the provider, managing that episode of care, just making sure it's appropriate and making sure it's what that patient really needs to achieve the best outcome. And with that comes payments, right?
Yes.
So that's part of it.
Yes. I've heard you both say before, there's more to healthcare than payers and providers. So what you're talking about really fits into that. So anything you want to kind of dive deeper on that phrase, like there's so much more to healthcare than payers and providers.
Yeah, so I think that the idea of a TPA has been around for quite some time. And basically what a TPA does is they pay claims on behalf of a payer. We do operate in that function, but we also operate in a care coordination kind of function. So we're not just paying claims. We are working with the provider to make sure that the member is getting the care that's appropriate and necessary to get back on their feet, to become independent in their home, to be able to go back out into the community.
So if done right, the cost of the care is lower and the value of the care and the quality and the time it takes for that patient to recover is faster.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
Right, right. And I would say that from a post-acute standpoint, I think that we're kind of on the forefront of that movement to shift the mindset away from the volume of care that is being delivered to the quality of that care, and making sure that everybody is focusing on the outcome and not necessarily the bottom line. That's what really excites me about what I do. Contracting a network is fun and working in technology is fun, but just driving the value-based care and kind of bringing that methodology into the post-acute world, I think is, for me, what kind of gets me going in the morning to get up and go to work. So,
making an impact.
Yep.
So in this mindset of what's motivating you to get up, go to work, can you tell us more about your own career journey and how the out-of-the-box thinking has led to you finding success?
Yeah, I think, again, being in consulting, the best thing about consulting was that no job was ever the same. I was always doing something different. I was always learning something new, right? And so I got to touch a lot of different areas of healthcare, and everybody in healthcare is doing something different. And so I feel like getting those experiences and bringing that back into the post-acute world and getting the best of all the different sectors has helped me drive success in what we're trying to accomplish at MyNexus.
So since I've known you, I've seen you as someone who can kind of take a problem and then determine the best way to solve that problem with technology. And because this is a new model and a new paradigm that we're moving into, it's not often easy to find just off-the-shelf software products that just plug in to make these new business models work. And so I think you're right. All the experience that you had with consulting, being able to understand what you could use out of the box and what you really needed to customize, has been very beneficial to you and your career. And I hope for MyNexus as well to really get to the level that they've gotten to. So tell us a little bit about that journey when you were out there, because you've been with MyNexus for 3 years?
3 years, and I did do some consulting work with MyNexus before I came on. So I've been around them since 2014, since they were founded, yeah.
So when you looked out there at the technology they had and the mission and the vision of where the company wanted to go, how did you go through the process of figuring out the best technology for that?
Yeah, so when I first got there, everything that we had from a network standpoint was managed on some sort of spreadsheet. And I don't think that that's uncommon. I think a lot of people deal with that. I had just come from this background where I had multi-million dollar systems that I was managing a network on. And when you go from that to a spreadsheet, you figure out pretty quickly that you need to make some changes. And so we identified a few different vendors. The problem was that they didn't answer everything we needed. We're not just contracting a network here, we're not just paying claims, we're also managing that relationship with that provider. And we found some systems that you could basically store a contract in, and we found others that you could store communications and track that kind of development and that ongoing management of that provider. And we're actually introduced to you guys versus 12 through one of the consultants that we had at the time. And it looked like at the beginning, it was just an out of the box software that could fulfill what we needed it to do without a tremendous amount of customization, I guess. And being a young company at the time, that's what we needed. We were not in the business of spending a couple hundred thousand dollars or millions of dollars on a system. We just weren't there yet. And so the Versus 12, the V12 network kind of platform was an easy solution for us to get back on our feet, cut out a lot of the manual tracking that we are doing or that we were doing at the time, and focus more on what our jobs are actually supposed to be, and that's building and managing the network.
So one of the reasons why we developed V12 Network on the Salesforce platform is because we know no business model. Well, if you've seen one business model in healthcare, you've seen one business model, because everybody has a different way that they go to market, and it's impossible to develop a system that's going to meet the needs of everyone. And so you've done some pretty transformational things on your own just in the Salesforce platform as it relates to reporting, integration, and there's a huge need for that in your business. Can you speak a little bit about that?
So the biggest thing that we've done, I think, within Salesforce for what we do from an automation standpoint is, so Medicare requires that your members as a health plan have access to the most relevant and accurate kind of provider information, so that when they go to their directory, they need to see somebody, they pick up the phone and call, they're actually getting to that provider. There was a huge problem that I think Medicare went and audited health plans directories, and there was a significant portion of them that had outdated or irrelevant provider data. What we did to fulfill that requirement was we decided, hey, we're not going to go out and call, you know, we've got thousands of providers. It's not reasonable to think that we can call all of these people and confirm their information. If there are changes, go back into the system and make those changes. That would just take a tremendous amount of time and an army of people, which we don't have. And so we thought, hey, we've got this system that's got all these contacts stored in it. Why don't we find out a way to automate that process through Salesforce? And so we worked with V12 to build a website and send out automated emails to each of these people every quarter and say, here's your information. You click on this link, shows you all of your locations. You can see your address, you can see your phone, your fax number, you can confirm that that's right, or you can change it. In either way, that response is timestamped back into the system. And if there are changes, they're made automatically. And so we actually don't have to do anything. Once they confirm, that process starts back over and they'll get another email the next quarter. And so for us, that basically allowed us to not hire several more people to do one job that can be handled by technology. So that, I think for us, that was probably our biggest change to the base V12 network and Salesforce system. Outside of that, just from a reporting and a data transfer standpoint, I know that we did a time study, Tammy, you and I, and we were able to show that by transferring our data in real time to different systems internally, which were formerly done by just sending files back and forth, we were able to save over a year's time about 100 working days of just across the spectrum through our data transfer. And again, we're still a young company. That kind of time and resource getting back to do meaningful work is pretty significant.
Yeah, and the provider directory automated workflow and updates. How much time do you think that's saved you? How many people do you think you would have to hire to actually make that happen and meet the regulatory compliance needs?
I'm quite certain. I mean, again, we've got thousands of providers. You're talking, I would have guessed at least two or three people would have been on the phone all day, every day. And that would have been their job, just calling and confirming people.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. And nobody wants to do that. So
you might have some turnover.
Right. We'd have a high turnover rate on that job. Yeah.
So as we think about this journey of driving transformation, I'm curious to hear what you would maybe say is one of your top transformational accomplishments, and maybe also how Salesforce as a technology platform really played a role in that.
Yeah, so my team at MyNexus, after I got there, so this would have been back in 2017, since then, we have grown our network of providers to over 40 states. That's for home health and DME in less than 2 years, which I think is a huge accomplishment for us as a company. And Salesforce did play a role in that. I mean, clearly they're not out there contracting, so that is the team. But the savings and time that we got from using Salesforce and V12 Network, just from like entering data into the system, right? You go out, you contract a provider, that's the first step. You've got to go back into the system, load all their information in. You've got to load their contract and fee schedule in. Where do they service? I mean, that takes a lot of time. And so our former system versus what we've got now, and again, another time study was done, it's about a 50% reduction in the amount of time just from an admin standpoint that we were spending on that. And so again, that's just 50% of someone's time that they can go back out and be on the phone and trying to bring more providers into the network. So again, just the fact that we could get to over 40 states in less than 2 years, I think is pretty significant for what we need as a company to grow.
And we love to hear that, because we love to hear how technology is being impactful in reducing kind of the overhead and the administrative burden, because no one's getting clinical care out of those dollars, right? So you need to lower that. But you guys are doing some fairly transformational things in value-based care. So how does that work with the payers and you guys and the providers that you are contracting with?
Yeah, so without getting into a ton of details on exactly what we do from a value standpoint, so Medicare for home health posts quality kind of star ratings and different measures that they look at for their populations in home care. And it's great, and it's directional, and it tells you if somebody generally is a good provider or not. But I don't think that Medicare or many payers are using that to drive who is seeing their members. And so not only are we looking at that, but we're taking it to the next level, incorporating our own data, you know, right from a quality standpoint, and kind of scoring out who these providers are and identifying top providers and making sure that our patients, for the most part, are being seen by these providers that have a track record of providing quality care and efficient care. And again, I don't think that that's something that other health plans and Medicare in particular are doing today. And I think that their members will be better off for it. And you'll see less kind of acute events happening, especially as you start to see more people go into home care, which every single year you're seeing a trend of increased utilization in home care because people want to stay home. They're more comfortable at home. If they can get care at home, then why wouldn't they? And so making sure that you've got the right people there to provide the care that's going to prevent a hospitalization or acute event. And if it's a chronic care member, they can manage that episode appropriately. We want those people and those providers to be the ones servicing our members.
That's great, because it is all about getting quality of care for the most valuable financial transaction possible.
So as we've been talking a little about value-based care, I'm curious on if you had a crystal ball and you could think about the future, what do you see on the horizon?
I think that the industry is already kind of moving this way, but again, and I think we're going to talk about this, it's connecting value-based and outcomes-based reimbursement methodologies with interoperability and having that connection between the two. There's a lot of companies like MyNexus that are managing other lines of business. Radiology, for example, there's a lot of companies that manage that. And what we need to be doing as a whole in healthcare is connecting all of this different patient and clinical information that everybody has into a unique and singular format. And so when that patient is in home health, we know the history of that patient. We know why they're at this place they're at now and able to make the most appropriate determination so that there is that quality outcome that you are wanting to see. And again, I think, and you hear it all the time, right? I mean, everybody talks about interoperability and wants to solve that problem, and it's a huge problem, but it's not just a talking point. It's so pivotal to making sure that you are achieving outcomes, because it's really all about making sure that that patient is becoming independent and being able to go back on their own and getting that outcome that they need, and they're not ending up back in the hospital.
So can you speak to the integration that you do now with your providers?
Yeah, so right now I would say we're currently solving for, you know, just like a lot of folks are, but I think that we're solving for this. We're working to connect, again, the health plans to the home care providers. We're working to connect the hospital EMRs to the home care EMRs, connecting our authorization data to our payment data. There's a lot of integrations that we're working on to try and make the sharing of data seamless for folks and not a cumbersome process. We have achieved that, I think, on the provider network side. We're able to share our demographic information, our contracting information with relative ease, with internal and external systems. But again, it's that clinical data and making sure that when our nurses or our physicians are reviewing something, that they've got everything they need to make sure that they're making that right decision. And oftentimes there's a lapse in that. We're not always getting the entire picture of what's going on in that patient's care. We're not getting the whole history of what's happened. They might have just had an acute event. We're getting a little bit of information about why they were there, and that's it. And you get no history beyond that. And so that patient's got a document of data somewhere, right? Their physician probably has it. I'm sure their health plan probably has a little bit of information. Maybe once upon a time, they went to a chiropractor and that chiropractor has information. I mean, there's a lot of data out there. It's just all in different systems. And being able to connect that, I think just from an industry standpoint, would just be a total, it would be a game changer, and it would help everybody. I mean, not just people in care, but it would make me more comfortable if I were to have an acute event that whoever ends up taking care of me has my history, and maybe they can kind of tell how I got to the point where I was and get me back to where I need to be.
I love how you just totally light up with just happiness and belief and optimism, because in this healthcare landscape, I've heard Tammy just, yeah, in this podcast and also before we've been doing this podcast, how it can sometimes seem overwhelming in this space, but hearing that optimism, I think, is wonderful.
That's what gets me up in the morning, Clark.
That's awesome. So, Tammy, final things that you have that you want to ask?
So, Michael, as a healthcare technologist, we love to think that it's all about the technology. And we do some really great things that without the technology wouldn't exist. But at the end of the day, we really know it's all about the people. And I'm sure My Nexus is thrilled to have you leading the charge there, because you're doing some great things for My Nexus.
Yeah, and like I said, kind of in the opening there, we've kind of got a three-pronged foundation at My Nexus. We've got our technology, right? We've got our network, and then we've got our people. Everybody that works at My Nexus, again, has that foundation and that clinical background. They've worked with patients directly. They've worked in value-based care. They've worked for health plans. They've owned health agencies. There is a lot of experience. And actually, last year we were, and this is pretty awesome, I think we're all pretty proud of this, we were voted the number 13 best medium-sized workplace in the country.
What?
That's
incredible. Congrats.
It's a great place to be. There's a lot of exciting things going on right now. We're growing at a rapid pace. We're managing almost 1.5 million lives as we sit here today. You know, 3 years ago, I think we were around 100,000. And so we're growing at a rapid pace, and we're still able to keep people engaged and happy enough that they ranked us one of the top 15 places to work in the country.
That's fantastic. Can you imagine if you were still on Excel spreadsheets?
No. Don't take me back to that.
Anything but that. Wow. Well, thank you, Michael, for sharing your story on what you and this incredible team have been doing to transform this. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's always good to talk about what we're doing and how that fits into the world as a whole in healthcare. So appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much, Michael. It's great to hear your story. Every time I hear it, I hear something new. And I appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.